hankered for or cared for, even thought about God realization. And even now, we would not say that we want that. Baba is complete, absolutely complete and full. There's no room for anything else.
Baba includes the very concept of our God realization. So when we have Baba, when we know that His love is with us, that's enough for us. That includes the very fact and the very concept of our getting realized. If His love is there, the whole world, including God and God realization of the Self, are all included in it.
Well, if that's what He wants to give us, fine. If He doesn't want to give us that, fine. We have Baba and that is all. No room for anything else.
One great difference is between our concept of a perfect master and the God-man, you see. We are apt to always think, you see, spiritual aspirants always think in terms of the master, the spiritual guide. It's a fact, we do. And we are right in thinking in that term. But once in a while, you see, just like, in the sky you have a star with a tail, you see, a comet as you call it, or some special comet, you have names of all these comets, you see, yeah. So once in a while, we get that sight, you see. And when we are in that era, that is something quite different, you see. That has nothing to do with spiritual guide or anything. He is the very essence of spirituality. He is God on earth. That's something, a blessed dispensation. It's just like now whole of Ahmednagar is wanting rain, you see. And the showers that come, you see, they are not rain as usual. They are not the rains of the monsoon. But these are something special, drops that we find nowadays, that we get. Every time there's a shower, you see, it's not the usual rain, you see. We consider it to be a boon, a blessing. Likewise, God is always on earth. God being omnipresent, He is always all-pervading, you see. But then, time and again, there is that special spiritual dispensation for human beings on earth. And that's His presence, you see. Physical presence. His presence is always there. But then His being is made tangible through the physical presence, which we call the avatar, the descent in our midst. So, at such time, when we want to crave for the presence of the Master, it's ridiculous. Absolutely absurd, I should say. Guide to whom? Where? He is here. Where do you want? If you are in Taj Mahal itself, you see, would you want to have some map, you see, to reach Taj Mahal in Agra? Would you want to have a tourist map? It's like that. Yes, Baba was indeed humorous, very lively, because he was human in the most perfect sense. And human beings must have humor. They must have humor. Otherwise, how can you live without a sense of humor, you see?
Even Baba said that once, didn't he?
What?
When I became God, I lost everything. He was talking about that.
Yes,
first.
Except the sense of humor, yeah.
But thank God I didn't lose my sense of humor.
Yes, he did say that. That shows how important the sense of humor is, you see.
I used to be very serious and solemn, those who have come to Baba, accepting him to be what he is, but very earnest, very solemn about it. I find those are the ones who haven't lasted long. You need that. You need the... Because after all, as Baba says, all this is a joke. It's not a funny joke, but it's still a joke. And if you don't have humor with you, heaven help you.